Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Walmart's got a story this morning. There's a big recall, aromatherapy sprays. This is not good because that stuff's supposed to be somewhat not healthy for you, but it's supposed to
calming.
Make you feel good.
Well, yeah, because different good. Scents, right? And so like lavender's supposed to be calming. Yeah. Peppermint's supposed to perk you up. I use the peppermint all the time at the cabin for mice because mice hate peppermint. Oh. So I spray that crap everywhere and they go away. But this is terrifying. Death. This is nuts.
A Walmart recall. Here's the story.
Answers to a mystery infection. The CDC believes this Better Homes and Gardens aromatherapy spray sold by Walmart could have been spreading the bacteria, sickening four people in four states, killing two of them.
God.
The bacteria, more commonly found in Southeast Asia and Northern Australia, can cause an illness called melioidosis.
The cases that are being investigated by the CDC are individuals who had never traveled. And so it was unusual for these individuals to have developed this infection.
Today, the Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the recall of nearly 4,000 bottles, advising consumers to return the product to Walmart, double bagged and in a cardboard box. Also cleaning sheets or counters that may have been sprayed.
Holy cow, that's like it's hazmat.
Well, it is. It's killed two people.
You got to double box it? You got to, you know.
Yeah, because if you sniff it, you could die.
Wow.
I mean, that just seems insane to me. How does that even happen? That something, I mean, I was going off about this over the weekend to my friends because I'm like, how is it even possible that something you spray in the air can kill people? I wouldn't even fathom to think about that. I know,
at
me
all.
Either. And then so I was because my kid, like a lot of kids, they like having a candle when they do their homework or whatever. Yeah. My son always has a candle going. And so I was looking up after all this study. Oh my God, candles are toxic. Did you know that?
No.
Oh my God. So you can buy they label them as non-toxic candles.
Yeah.
That's all you should buy. Otherwise, they have, hold on, let me find the article. It has two chemicals that they produce that are so bad for you, like benzene and something.
What? Do they get brand names?
Scented candles.
That the certain brand names that are worse than others? What about Yankee?
You know what? Can you look that up?
Look up Yankee.
Yeah, because Bree literally burns a candle in our house every single day.
Oh, so do I. That's why I looked it up, because after this scent thing came, you know, because the candles are so powerful. So I was like, I'm going to look this up. And then I said to my kid, I'm like, we got to stop doing this. We got to go buy them at Whole Foods where they're non-toxic.
Yeah, we're like poisoning ourselves.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's like benzene and something else that it produces.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought all this stuff is supposed to make you feel good, you know, make you feel calmer, take the stress away.
What does it say about Yankee?
It says all their wicks are made from pure cotton and are thus completely safe. They use fragrance extracts and real essential oils to scent their candles, so they're fine.
I know, but it doesn't really say anything. It says about their wicks, but it doesn't say anything about the other
oils,
thing.
Yeah.
I know. So, because remember a long time ago, there was something about wicks having lead in them or something. I'm like, what are we doing?
I'm not a big fan of candles. A lot of people are, obviously. My wife is, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan. Ever since that radio station burned to the ground, Jamie, I've never been.
He's so afraid of them.
I swear. There was a radio station. Was it in Salt Lake City?
I don't remember.
Salt Lake City. There was a radio station. And one of the account executives that worked in the office burned a candle every single day. Well, one Friday, she left and left the candle burning. and it burned out, caught paper on fire, and destroyed the radio station.
BJ is afraid to get yelled at by his wife. That's what, but you know, yeah. I always do put a plate, an extra plate under it, even though you don't have to. Yeah. I put a plate under it because I've done that before, left them burning overnight.
Oh, we've done it all night.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, oh God, that was bad. That was real bad. You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Yeah, and they just burned all night.
Yeah.
But if you have a plate under them, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about it.
Yeah, it does.
I think that plate could catch on fire.
Oh my God, I burned the whole back of my hair off. I was taking a bath and I had a candle behind me and I had my head leaned back like this and I was like, I know what that smell is! And I just dunked my head in the water, but it all fell out. The whole back of my hair fell out.
Well, hair burns fast.
Oh,
my God.
It's an open flame in your house.
I know.
I mean, come on, people.
Yeah,
I mean, I know the stove is too, if you've got gas and if you've got a fireplace, but it's somewhat controlled in that situation. I feel like a candle, any cat can knock it off the counter, and before you know it, poof, everything's gone.
Don't be afraid of the candle. It's okay.
I'm
You're
terrified.
So afraid.
No, again, what is this brand here? It's Walmart aromatherapy.
It's Home and Garden. I don't know. What did it say? Home and Gardens or something?
Yeah, I think so.
What does it say, Schmidel?
That's crazy.
Let's go to Schmidel. He knows stuff.
Is recalling.
He's reading.
I'm reading.
Well, you can just see the label.
Better Homes and Gardens branded essential oil infused aromatherapy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. With gemstones.
Well, if you've got it, it appears that there's not that much of this stuff out 4,
there. 4,000 bottles.
I mean, you got 4,000 bottles throughout the country of all the Walmart stores, which really isn't that much. But if you've got one, you need to take it back.
But you always think Better Homes and Gardens is a name you can trust.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're like, Better Homes and Gardens. They've been around since my mom's been around.
They look out for you.
It says Better Homes and Gardens, not Deadly Homes and Gardens. Okay?
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie is sitting in the studio reading her next door and just laughing her butt off.
I'm sorry.
People are crazy.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, next door killed. Remember when we used to, it's word of mouth.
That creepy song.
Yeah, but these are just, I don't know why I'm reading them out loud to you. I'm sure I'm getting on you guys' nerves, but they're so funny. One woman is saying that the neighbors called the cops on her last night because her kids were jumping on the trampoline at 8 p.m.
8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
And that's worthy of calling the cops on some kids?
Is that crazy?
What kind of a schmuck neighbor do you
that's
have?
That's when you hate your neighbors and you will literally do anything because you despise them.
But I couldn't even have the balls to, call. I would feel so weird.
Not on a bunch of kids.
I know, that are jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
If it's really bothering you, walk over to the fence and maybe yell or something.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Something like
that. Not the cops.
Then another lady, oh my God, you guys, she writes 12 pages about how her daughter delivers for Instacart and nobody tips her daughter. Shame on you, in all caps. And she is going off on her daughter works so hard and nobody tips anymore. I was like, okay. She's really mad. But who writes 3 pages?
Oh, that's a lot.
I didn't read it all.
Maybe if you're liquored up.
Oh, right.
That's got to be alcohol-induced, yeah.
You got a vent.
And then two other ones, and then I'm done. But this woman, oh, my God. Her name's Judy, and she's looking for friends. She just moved here.
Oh, Judy, we'll be your friend.
She's lonely. Aw.
I just feel bad for her. Don't you? Hi, I'm Judy. I just moved here. I have no friends.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Well, good for her for reaching out,
Well,
though.
right.
She'll have friends now.
Another woman said that she had the worst stomach ache. This is all from next door, you guys. She had the worst stomach ache all weekend, and she thought she ate too many oranges.
Yeah.
Nope, it was appendicitis.
You're kidding.
Nope.
You know, oranges will do that, though. So I can see where you can confuse
it. I'm like, why is she writing this? But she just wanted to warn everybody, if you have a stomach ache, to go seek your doctor.
Oh,
might
go
not
get checked out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this one says, hi, my name is Jordan. I am a hard worker, and I will do laborious tasks for you. So then Kim writes, hi, Jordan, can you unplug a couple of bathroom toilets? And he writes, I don't think I know how to do that.
Jordan came out real strong and then just... What the pieces?
And why does she have two toilets that are plugged?
I don't know.
I mean, let's think about that. What's
going
on?
Got a clog problem,
there?
Right?
I don't know. I'm sorry, but next door, just, I love it.
Back to the people that called the cops on the kids in the trampoline. If I'm that neighbor that calls the cops,
you
got to figure that the police now have you on their radar, right?
Right.
Because by the time the cops get out there and they realize it's a couple of kids in a trampoline and you've called being a real pain in the butt, if I'm the police officer, all of a sudden I'm watching this guy.
Well, because what?
All of a sudden it's like, okay, you're a schmuck. Yeah. I know you are. And I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Have you guys ever called the cops for any kind of neighbor issue at all?
Never.
Me either.
Never.
Uh-oh.
Never had a chance to.
Uh-oh. Carson, what happened?
Never wanted to.
What happened?
Well, some people were being a little sketchy across the street.
Yeah, sketchy.
We didn't necessarily know what was going on.
What's sketchy?
What's sketchy?
Coming and going all hours
of
the night?
Well, first off, we never see them during the day, which is kind of odd, right? Like, normally you see your neighbors, like, over. We never see them leave. Never see it. And we heard a loud explosion. We thought it was a meth lab.
Really?
So we tipped
the cops
off.
What happened?
They went over there. There was like two cop cars. Checked it out. They left. They didn't come over and talk to us about anything.
That is so funny.
No one got arrested.
Which means probably their television blew up.
Well, you know, my neighbors went through my garbage. They thought I was a meth lab.
Really?
Yeah, I told you that story, right? About Angie, my neighbor.
Yeah.
Her and Allison went through my trash because they thought I was a meth lab.
Listen, I'm just saying, everyone's got that neighbor really quiet, keeps to themselves. And you think, listen, you hear about suburban people there's always a meth lab in the suburb. But you never expect it.
But it's so dumb because I had a rental house and then I bought that house, right? And so I would just do all my child custody stuff there. I had a printer and just paper and a computer, a laptop.
Yeah.
No furniture, no nothing.
Okay, that
and
is
they,
sketchy,
they
though.
Knew, they knew I would come in the evening and just work there and then I would leave, right? And I wouldn't stay there and I had no furniture. But I'm not making
math.
Yeah, that's a big jump. From just not having furniture to a meth lab. That's a big jump to just assume somebody's doing that. But I'm not the type that if I don't see neighbors for weeks upon weeks, I think nothing's suspicious.
Yeah.
That's nothing to me. It has to be really obvious for me to have
called
the cops
Carson.
On anybody.
Their lights are on 24 hours a day, even at like 2 a.m. when I wake up.
And you call the cops because their lights are on.
Listen. Well, guess what? Your lights are on at 2 a.m.
No,
if you're waking
exactly.
up.
No.
Calling a concerned neighbor. We were doing a health check.
Health check.
What are they, senior citizens?
No. Oh,
shut-ins.
We were concerned.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now we know what kind of neighbor he is. He's
right.
that nosy,
right.
nosy
you
neighbor.
Call the cops on me.
Yeah.
And one neighbor looking out for another.
I've never had neighbors call on me. Either.
No, me either.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so weird. You called on them.
We heard an explosion.
Oh, now you're adding that. An explosion.
If you'd heard an explosion, a real explosion, those two cops would have shown up and something would have come of it. Something would have come of it.
Maybe they're really good at hiding. I don't know what
you
happened in that house.
You are just nosy is what it was.
That's what it is. Because you hadn't seen these neighbors in such a long time.
Nosy.
You just assumed they're up to something.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, earlier, we were talking about Carson being a nosy neighbor. And he called the cops because the people were suspicious because their lights were on.
We were concerned. We heard some things.
We hadn't seen them in 3 days.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to get the police over there so you can check on them.
Well, you might not be that bad of a person after all, because somebody said the same thing happened to them. They didn't see their neighbor for a long time. And so finally they did call the cops. He was dead on the floor.
See, we were doing a welfare check.
Yeah.
Gotta make
dead
sure
on the
okay.
floor. Can you imagine?
No, because if I don't see my neighbor for a month or two, I probably won't even do a welfare check.
Care.
You know, that kind of makes me a little sad about myself.
Yeah, that you're not a good person.
Yeah.
Somebody else said they had a neighbor that they were meticulous with their lawn. And then all of a sudden the weed started growing up and everything was going crazy. And so they didn't know what was wrong. They called the cops. I guess they were in jail.
Oh.
Wow.
Doing a little stint in the big house,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you don't mow your lawn when you're in jail.
No. That was too, you know, several years ago, you could watch the newspapers pile up.
Yeah, yeah.
And you knew that was the number one sign, is you could see the newspapers starting to pile up, so you could call somebody. But you don't have that anymore.
Nobody
gets a newspaper.
No, they don't.
But the lawn, that is a good one right there.
Dan and Shay were last night. Carson said they were absolutely fantastic.
Unreal. I put some videos up on our Facebook page. You can take a look there. But it was unreal. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Really?
They brought it. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, because they're Dan and Shay. Like, what can they bring?
Yeah.
You know?
But they rocked out. Yeah.
I feel a little bad because I feel like Dan is replaceable.
I don't know, though.
You know? He doesn't do the singing. I mean, it's all Shay, on poor Shay.
Shay's got he's got the pipes, for sure. But Dan, I mean...
He's
Dan,
a looker.
He's the heartthrob, I feel
he
like.
He is a looker. That's true. And then that Shay's a little chubby.
Well, there you go. You got to have both. You got to have the talented one, and then you've got to have the looker.
There you go.
It's a perfect combo.
This is a sad story. I guess the Wendy Williams Show is paying people $75 to come and sit in the audience.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess nobody's going to the Wendy Williams Show. And right now they have Whitney, Cunningham or something like that. She's a comedian. And nobody wants to go see her. So they're paying people $75 for tapings. That's not good.
Yeah, and you got to figure you're going to get some sketchy people, aren't you?
Yeah, right? I know.
Right off the streets of,
yeah.
You know, what is that strip in Los Angeles, that Skid Row?
Yeah, Skid Row.
You go down to Skid Row and you bus up a bunch of people in there for the audience.
That's really crazy. I don't know. All right, the other thing is Lourdes, who is Madonna's daughter, she's like 20-something now or whatever. She says that Madonna was the strictest mom of all time. She said that her mom didn't let her get away with anything, that her mom put her foot down for everything, and you would think that, you know, she was a cool mom, but she said she even had to pay for her own college tuition, her own car, and everything.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem crazy?
It does for a woman worth, what, $100 million?
Yeah, she said that her mom wanted to make sure all the kids knew what it was like to earn money and that they weren't going to be stars, children that just, you know, get whatever they want. And so she had to pay her own way. Now, she is a model, so she had some money, but she said that her mom was a control freak. And she didn't want her mom to pay for things because it gave her more control.
And she has been kind of growing up under the radar.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Lourdes, you didn't see a lot of her, even as a kid.
She said that she moved out as soon as she graduated from high school.
Wow, she couldn't wait to get out of
there. I feel like my son says that too, though. He does. Like, he's like, Mom, I'm moving as soon as I graduate. I'm like, well, where are you going? He's like, well, whatever school I get accepted to. And I'm like, well, I'm going too.
Yeah.
I'm going to move where he moves.
You're going to move into the dorm room?
Yeah, I'm going to be an RA.
That would be my worst nightmare. My mom is an RA.
Yeah, come on. Oh, that'd be awesome. God. Is there a girl in there?
How much did you drink tonight?
Exactly. Jeff Bezos, you guys, we're having a whole discussion off the air about this huge, and I'm going to call it a ship. It's not a yacht. He's building a ship.
Yes, he is.
It looks like a cargo ship.
It legit does. Yeah. Yes.
And Carson said, that doesn't even look fun.
No. It doesn't look like a party boat at all.
No, it doesn't. It looks like a lot of work. You know?
Yeah, I can't imagine him being even on this boat very much. I feel like it's one of those that you build it just for prestige and it just kind of sits in a port somewhere.
Just to have it.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like...
It's a boat. I mean, I don't know what he's paying for this. What, $500 million or so?
Yeah,
guys,
million.
It's going to go down in value.
As soon as he drives it off the lot.
Bezos, you're going to lose with this one. Okay, $500 million.
Yeah.
Take it from me. I owned a boat once. Yeah. They plummet.
Yeah. The resale value is not going to be good.
Did you see Mike Shanahan's house that sold over
I
the weekend?
I did. That
is that incredible
big.
Or what? If you've not seen these pictures, I'd never seen it before. I had no idea. It's what? He sold it for like $17 million?
Something like that, yep.
Something like that. It was listed at one time for $20
million. He sold it for $15.
And he sold it for $15. That's right. He dropped it $5 million. But when you see the picture, it doesn't even look livable.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that he and John Elway mostly are in that basement area where the golf simulator is.
Yeah.
And the alcohol.
And the bowling alley.
Yeah.
There's a bowling alley down there, too.
It's a big house.
I did not expect that. I know Shannon has a lot of money, but man, this thing is unbelievable.
A bowling alley, a poker room, a racquetball court, a wine grotto, 13 bathrooms.
And literally the inside decor with the kitchen and different places of the pictures I saw, it looks just like the restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, it's made because it's got so much wood in it. Yeah. And
to me, it looks like it needs a remodel.
It looks like a steakhouse.
It does. Yeah, or like a fancy hotel lobby.
It looks like a steakhouse.
Yeah, it's not very cozy, you know? I know. It always shocks me that you're paying $15 million and it needs, in my opinion, completely remodeled.
Yeah.
You know, like gutted. It's 30,000 square feet.
Where's it at? Cherry Creek?
Yeah, Cherry Hills.
Cherry Hills.
Yep. You should have been a coach, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Should have been a coach.
Win a couple of Super Bowls and look at you.
Isn't that crazy that is worth, he got more than the lottery, Colorado lottery?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you sad?
It does.
We all thought, like, in our heads, we would get a windfall, right, if we won the Colorado lottery. He's selling his house for that.
I don't know how much the guy's worth, but if you own a house that's $15 million, you got a chunk of change,
you're doing
you
good.
Got a you chunk got, of change.
You got it.
Yeah, so anyway. Alec Baldwin doesn't look like he's going to be charged with anything. They're saying that it was all just a big accident. I don't know. The whole story is just awful. They're showing pictures of the woman that was killed, the cinema photographer. You know, she just looks like such a happy soul.
So I was just reading an update on one of the websites here, and they're saying, I guess one of the people that's associated with this movie somehow is saying that particular gun was used earlier to shoot live ammo. And that's how it got mixed up.
Oh, you're kidding.
Why would you have a gun that you have on the set of a movie and you're out shooting live ammo with this thing?
And why would you even bring that to set? That should be left far away from the set.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the whole story is just bizarre to me. You know, I mean...
Well, the more we're hearing, though, the more you can certainly see how something like this could have happened. Mm-hmm. If you're out using a gun that you should be using for a prop, and you're using it to shoot live ammo, and then all of a sudden it shows up on the set, things can go bad there.
I don't know Alec Baldwin, never met him or whatever. How do you get over that? I mean, like, to me, you close your eyes and you can't stop thinking about it.
I have no idea.
You know?
He's got to be so distraught. And for him to go and meet with the family... The husband and the son, like he did. We question the fact of having breakfast, but to meet with them, you can just tell he's devastated by this.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, to me, you're going to have to go through a lot of therapy to get this out of your
head.
You're going
to see their faces the rest of your life.
Yeah, because you were pointing right at them.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just unbelievable. Hey, this is a weird story, and I'm kind of excited, and I'll tell you why. So Hertz, you know, the rental car place, they have ordered 100,000 Teslas.
Woohoo!
100,000 from Tesla. They are going to now rent electric cars. I'm kind of excited because I want to rent one. Because I just want to see what it's all about. And, you know, I set them all the time at Park Meadows Mall. Because my kid makes it fart, and it's really funny. And so we sat in it because my kid keeps trying to convince me to get one. But I want to drive one, and this is a great way to rent one and see if you actually like it.
Yeah,
you
no
know?
Doubt.
So 100,000.
I've never driven one.
Yeah, I haven't done either. 100,000 of them? How do you make that many?
Yeah, wow.
They just ordered 100,000. It's crazy. And then finally, the last story of the morning, oh my God, is that... And I agree with this. More than half of Americans would prefer to stream a new movie at their own home than go to a theater.
Yeah, I think that's shifted. I think a lot of people now, you're right, would rather be at home. Whereas when streaming first started, everybody thought that you're not going to replace the movie theaters.
Right.
But I got a feeling you are.
Listen, once you get a Sleep Number bed and you have a big 75-inch television at the end of it. Yeah. You're never going to a theater.
Yeah, and the sound.
Let me just show you. All right, there. I'm setting up. Then, boop, I put the foot warmer on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. And then I'm just look at this. I mean, That is the only way.
And you're eating popcorn in bed.
Oh my God, it's just, it's so great.
Got your snacks, you got so all great. You need,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I agree, and I think you're going to see movie theaters lose out.
Yeah.
As we continue, because the screens that we have, the sound systems we have, mm-hmm. are just as good as a theater.
One of the movies that came out over the weekend, Dune, actually set a record for streaming release for HBO Max this weekend. So it's like the most streams that they've had on that platform for a new movie. Come on, that's relevant to what we're talking about.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I'm the one that didn't get any sleep last night, okay?
Fun facts with Shredil.
Oh my God. Okay, by the way, the wind was so crazy last night. I literally like had a half an hour of sleep, so I'm out of my mind. But he walked in and he started telling me a story about some guy named Saad and the Arabic, I don't
some
even.
Some prince?
Some prince and his kids are. And I looked at BJ and I go, what is he saying? Am I so exhausted? I mean, what are you saying?
I was half listening to this. It was on 60 Minutes last night, and I was trying to recap what 60 Minutes was saying, yeah. And I just did not
you
get
guys,
it right.
But it just came from left field.
I
we
know.
No, we were talking on. About a Saudi prince for some reason. Right. I don't remember why.
You realize you lost us at Saad.
It's like, what is he saying? And you just left me with him, BJ.
Because BJ doesn't listen to any of us.
I know, but I was like left with this guy that's just rambling about a Saudi prince.
The last thing I need on a Monday morning is to sit back and listen to Shmadil try to tell me what was on 60 Minutes. That is not even his show.
There you go, tabloid trash.
Jeepers. I mean, maybe that's where you lost me when you said, yeah. Oh, last night on 60 Minutes. There's this guy named Saad.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.